Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Rocking Chair.
Eyes on the road.
Magic barrels. Are you awake?
Mother's calling us. She's not the same as she was.
Harry, what do you want from me?
A divorce first.
Not a wood in the world without a beast.
My Benjamin is cursed flesh and name.
Rawhead born again to take revenge on men.
Probably something worth sketching in those squirrels. Bye-bye, Claire.
Patrick Brophy, then.
My name's Harriet. Call me Harry.
I wonder why she was going on about witches.
Satan's out here in the throng.
I eyed the markers that looked remarkably like headstones.
Benjamin! Benjamin!
Chapter 8. Succession. The moose over the fireplace was looking more and more like a moose. I mean, it really was a moose once, stuffed, but yeah. I think I was starting to see more of it. Like, the plaque behind his throat were glass, and behind it there was a mighty chest, long legs with hooves dangling like tongues of flame over the birch log. I could see it. I looked to my right, and I was, I'll admit, unsurprised to see the knitting woman gone. I was alone. All that remained was her work. And the chair.
Your shroud,
she had said. It was cold. Even with the fire, my bones felt raw and hollow. I stood up and walked to it. I picked up the material in my hands. I had the chills. It was so soft and warm. It shone like russet embers in the fire, orange and yellow and brown, like November. I took it back to my chair and I sat, wrapping myself in it. The knitting woman wouldn't mind. She'd moved on somewhere, wherever Dusty had gone. I was believing in things I wish I hadn't. The world had started to make sense in its nonsensical way, and I had a very strong feeling of, I hate to say it, regret. Why had I run away from what seemed easy? What was the allure of challenge, of significance? I had a perfectly amazing life, with friends, security, even love. But I couldn't admit I was so, so afraid of dying. The moose took a step and began to walk through the attic.
Constance?
Constance!
Where could she be? Patrick Barrows, you must know. Where does she play in these woods?
I don't know, Father. I've never seen her come out here. She says she climbs trees and...
And?
Watches them.
Them?
They wander, and they wander closer now that Mother's gone.
Enough, Patrick Barrows. Let's keep an eye on the trees, then.
This wouldn't have happened if Mother were here.
Why would you make a remark like that?
Because it's true.
A lot of things are true. Like you not minding where your sister goes.
It's the middle of the night. You let her go too.
I... I can't do everything.
No, that's apparent enough.
You resent me. I understand it. But part of growing up is admitting your faults.
I do admit them. You don't. Mother is dead. Constance is lost. Mrs. Swift exploded. The issue isn't me. The issue is you can't see what's been right in front of you.
Maybe you're right. There's something nefarious about this town, these woods. Abiel said as much.
Mr. Rockadundy, what else did he say, please?
It all started with him and his brothers, and nothing could stop it once it started. The wheel began to turn.
I'm scared. Father, I've been so scared for so long, I try not to let you see it.
There's a joke somewhere in that. I've been doing the exact same thing. Maybe there's a world for us. A better one than this, where you can write poems and we can spend our time together. We're going to find Constance. We're going to leave this town.
Mother told me that once.
It's time. I want you and Constance to have the world I didn't. I would work in a mine. I would dig ditches to bring you into the world you deserve. This land, this town, no one can raise you up in the way you need. Sometimes there isn't enough work in the world to make a house a home.
Father, someone's here.
Constance?
No. Mother.
What are you talking about? I don't see her.
Look, in the trees. She's singing. She's singing to me.
There's nobody there.
I'm not asking you to believe me again.
I don't know. I don't know about any of this. Anything.
She wants me to come with her.
Enough. We have to find Constance.
She's beautiful, Father.
Patrick Barrows.
She's reaching for you, too. Look, let's go. She loves us.
We need to find your sister.
I'm going, Father. With or without you.
Patrick Barrows! There's no such thing as ghosts! Patrick Barrows! Patrick Barrows! Stop! Stop!
Patrick grabbed his son's shoulder, pulled him back.
Father, I
fell back, tripping.
Patrick Barrows? No. No, 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 no.
A skull is no match for a stone for a wall.
Son. I'm so sorry.
Hidden away in that smile that you're smiling. Hidden in songs in your head for a while. Maybe there's someone who can't help but love you. Somewhere above you who's somebody there. Somewhere above you who's somebody there.
It's a swell purchase, Henry. It'll look great over your mantle.
The city.
I hope so. It cost an arm and a leg, Franny.
Oh, cost is such an abominable word.
I agree.
Shall we open it and hang it?
Save that for the boys on the paper tomorrow. Tonight, we celebrate. A Lagavulin?
Neat, please. Is it official, then?
It took long enough. My divorce lawyer is spending a month in Hawaii.
All from me. My Henry.
You make me never want to retire.
You won't on my watch. Come, let's open it.
All right, then.
Home in the woods, right?
I saw it had the same peak from the course of empire. I knew I was in love with you when I saw your lecture on coal. I had to buy one.
This home, the pond, it's so picturesque. What drew you to it?
Since Harry got the real woods, I have to surround myself with the ghosts of them.
Do you regret what's happened?
No. Yes. Life is so much about regret. You can't do anything with your life if you don't make difficult choices.
And that has made all the difference.
What?
Frost. Jokingly, you know. He was teasing you.
Teasing me?
Yes. Even poet laureates have to reach for low-hanging fruit from time to time.
I met him, you know. A bizarre man. Much more metropolitan than you'd expect.
We're all awfully metropolitan in the end. Say, I have an idea.
Oh, what's that?
Let's give up the ghost for the real thing. Go visit your Hausfrau in the woods. Make a pleasant end of things.
Well, why would we do that?
Call it Artist's Code of Honor. It was her idea to get divorced anyway. I'd like to be civil.
Franny, there's been something I haven't told you.
Oh?
Harriet's been odd lately. Off. Perhaps it's best we don't upset her in any way.
Have you heard from her recently?
I haven't exactly been trying to keep in touch.
Well, that's fine then. I understand. I wouldn't want us to meet either.
No, that's not it at all.
Yes. It's all right. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunset in the woods. A bright red harvest moon rises.
Don't come any closer, I'll...
Benjamin!
Elizabeth? Is that you?
Benjamin!
I'm so tired, Elizabeth. I'm so lost. Help! No! Rawhead? The land of Goshen, what have you got those big eyes for?
To see your grave.
Land of Goshen, what have you got those big claws for?
To dig your grave.
Land of Goshen, what have you got that crazy tail for?
To sweep your grave.
Please, forgive me. I was a liar.
Go on.
Land of Goshen, what have you got those big teeth for?
To eat you like you ate me!
Benjamin!
Benjamin, Benjamin, aye, will she quit it? Not gonna find him out here. Lord knows I'm a little turned around. Now, Harriet, think. Which way's back? I can't even see the ridge. Well, there's plenty to sketch out here anyway. Oh, that's nice. I've never seen this old chimney before.
What kind of life was built here? What kind of world was theirs? A story of stories to quilt here. A chimney alone from stone after stone. And all that we're missing is chairs. Somebody warm would sing here. Someone would hold them tight. I wonder what worth can I bring here? For I'm only talk and pencils and chalk and charcoal as dark as the night. How can I capture that light? Oh, how does the wind wrap around the treetops? Only the wind knows how. Oh, how does the sky sneak a peek through the treetops? Only the sky knows how. Oh, someone teach me. This is my yearning. If you can reach me, I must be learning. And when I can learn and become like the master, what then do I do now? Grind down your life to catch it. Be hungry, rip and tear. At last, when you manage to snatch it, you look what you've got, not more than a thought that no one's around. No, no one's around. No, no one's around to share. Oh, Claire! I didn't see you. Geez, you gave me a jump. I guess I deserve it. Claire? Claire Swift? Did you drag my rocking chair all the way out here to glower at me? I didn't even know you were visiting. Do you know the way back home? I sure as hell don't. You look sick, Claire. Your eyes. Have you eaten anything? And your clothes are in tatters? Did you come from a ball, dear?
Thank you. All right then, Claire. Bye-bye. What's gotten into her? I need another cigarette. There's something in the hearth there. Oh. A book. A notebook. So what still stands as ages pass, as years slip into centuries? What comes of what we all amass, the treasures and the melodies? Who names the land that's been forgot? And who's to say they won't forget? A cycle, then. The wheel of rot that tumbles on and tumbles yet. Forgive me, then, one who enjoys the beauty of what will not be. As silence follows any noise, so slips the human memory. What, I wonder, follows thus, once nature has forgotten us? That's nice.
Please don't read that. I can't bear it.
Patrick, there you are. I've been looking for you.
How did you find my home?
Oh, this chimney in the middle of the woods? I think you can do better, my friend. At least there's a chair.
Am I?
Yes.
You don't see a house? You don't see my table, the doors, the windows?
Just the fireplace and the trees. And my rocking chair.
Your rocking chair?
Yes. I think my friend Claire dragged it down.
Claire? Not Claire Swift.
Yes. What were these poems doing in your hearth? Were they yours?
The chair at your house is the chair right here. And there is only this chair.
Oh, you are a mile away today.
Those were my son's poems. I burned them. God.
Why would you do that? Patrick, if this is your home, where's your family?
Well, probably still around. Wherever. My wife died, but I just saw her. My son, I just held him here in my arms.
Patrick?
And here in your hand are his poems, which were nothing but ash and smoke.
I think you're going mad.
And wherever my little girl is, probably hiding up a tree somewhere. Good for her.
I heard once upon a time.
What's that?
You just reminded me of a song.
How does that song go?
Oh, it's awful. A little girl gets mauled by a marten.
Who taught you that song?
I think I always knew it.
Try and think.
I suppose I only just started knowing it when I moved here. But no one taught me.
Oh, Constance.
The girl as yet has not returned. Oh, what was it that she... Are you a ghost?
Might be. But I haven't died. So does that make you...
Rude? But no, I haven't died either.
Mightn't we be ghosts anyway?
That's not how ghosts work.
I don't think they necessarily work any which way.
They might work backwards and forwards and... Oh, this is ridiculous. I've seen Gaslight. Patrick, if that's really your name... I'm done sketching for the day. Please cease telling me you live in this ashen ruin, or don't. I really don't care. But I've got to go home. What did you do to my drawing?
I haven't touched it.
I didn't... I couldn't have drawn this. I only draw to models. I don't invent...
Maybe you did draw to a model.
That's not funny.
May I see it?
Sure.
It's lovely in any case. I like the spareness now.
Patrick, what were you planning to do here?
Look for my daughter?
There was once a fire, my ex-husband told me.
I was gonna burn everything down. Everything. I'm done, Harriet.
Your house was going to burn you down first. Might as well give it a fight.
And you?
I think we can ascertain that I already died, Mr. Brophy. Cigarette?
Gladly.
Mr. Brophy, let's make some noise.
The choir house.
I'm trying, Ichabod, but you've written it too high. Even if we had a higher singer, they'd have trouble. And your bass part leaps around like a jaybird. Poor Tom can't manage that, even though he does have a very manly voice.
I'm sorry, sisters, but the fact is he was barely singing in the first place. Tom, you've been acting strange since the harvest.
Yes, he has learned to mind his tongue. I wonder if it's a lesson you ought to learn, Ichabod Crane.
Enough of all this. I shouldn't even come anymore if you youngins are just gonna gobble.
You're one to talk, Grandma Pease. I've heard turkeys gobble better than you sing. I might add, with the same vibrato.
Just stop. Stop all this bickering and look around. There's something truly terrible happening.
Oh, enough with this lecture, choir master. There's no Swift around a brown nose.
That's just it. Where is the general? Where are the Brophies? Where are the palmiters? I've been doing some reading here.
Oh, Christ.
Cotton Mather on witchcraft? Really, Ichabod? It's the 19th century.
I mean this. In fact, I wonder very seriously about the three women in this room.
Some imagination, young man.
See here. You curse out Benjamin Palmiter, and now he's disappeared, as well as his wife. And you two, Tom gets inebriated and confuses you, and now he's a puppet.
He defies that.
Well, you
know. Quiet, Tom.
Fire!
Abiel!
Fire at the old farm!
Abiel Ragadundee, sit down.
It's come, Grandma Pease. You're rid of me now.
Are you here to sing, sir? We do need a bass.
I bring you a new song, choir master. I am your herald!
Sir, please, let us help you.
But I'm helping you. We are freed, at last. Freed from my original sin, my brothers. All sinners here, freed!
Ragadundee!
Everyone be quiet! Let's welcome it together!
That's quite enough!
Welcome, General!
General Swift, why do you have that torch?
Out of my way, Crane!
This is all of your problem now. I'm getting out of here before you mix me up any further.
Don't leave us! He's locked in! Ichabod Crane, you coward!
You made your choices.
Well, he's never getting a girlfriend.
General! Tame him. Please think carefully.
This town has done enough. I have given you everything. I could have lived anywhere, but I gave this bit of community stature, significance. Yet there is such an evil here. So evil, my wife could not bear it. When I saw the Brophy's home burning, it was the sign. If you will not live in my community, we will go together.
Don't just stand there. Stop
it. It ends now.
Do.
I followed the moose through the attic, which was really a grove of trees all along. Or it was suddenly. I pulled my shroud tighter and my guide pursued on with great nobility. The woods were ashen and dead, dry and dusty. Was there ever an inn at all? It felt so detailed, so authentic. I never questioned it. I could see my breath in the starlit grove, no foliage to hide the intense red moonlight. I could see the moose's breath too. We wandered a while, my heart trembling with terror and enlightenment. All these people I had learned about were gone, gone in this fire, dust, and air. Not quite. My guide sauntered to a cliff and pulled ahead of me to a great stone cliff. I tried my best to catch up. I couldn't lose him in the night. Fortunately, he stopped at the wall. He was looking up, his mighty antlers like a toothy grin smiling at me. I looked up and saw stone markers on the edge of a dirt road above, topped like a looming graveyard. I followed them one by one, counting them like sheep, and discovered the break in the pattern. A stone was missing. My gaze plummeted to the ground below as my heart sank. An overturned, crumpled car in an ashen wood, which was damp now and unburned again, back and forth. My luggage was open, clothes in disarray, the sweater I wore on my back, fluttering in a small breeze at the same time on the ground. Back and forth. My friend, the moose, bowed towards the wreck, but that's not what he was bowing at. Something else was nearby, ready and waiting. I walked over and sat down in the chair. I began to rock.
You've been listening to Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair is written, directed, and produced by Scantic River Productions. For transcripts and more information on our cast and creative team, visit our website at scanticriver.com.